you basically had the one experience, the one time out on the field this year. Do you think that's enough to show the rest of the league that you can still be a player this year, next year?
One game's not enough. One game's never going to make or break anybody. I think that it's overtime consistency is what a lot of teams and a lot of people are looking for. And as players, that's what we look for, the consistent greatness or consistently being good, no matter, what it is. So that's something I'm not worried about. When it comes down to that, we'll see how that goes in the offseason. I'm very confident. I think that, there'll be some opportunities, but that's not, something to talk about right now.
You obviously came in here off a big injury and being the number two quarterback. Do you still think you got something out of this season just from?
Oh, yeah. I got a lot out of it. Learned a lot, grown a lot. That's something that is going to continue to happen with me because, I take that approach every single day I walk into the building. So I definitely got a lot out of it. And, I continue to work and continue to, support my teammates and, just be that same guy every day, no matter what the situations or circumstances.
You think you'll be a starting quarterback again this league?
Yeah, I think so.
What makes you think that?
Watch the tape. You'll see it.
You said when you came here, you had other options.
Right.
You look back, you're happy with the decision you made, and if so, why?
Yes, definitely. I'm definitely happy. Like I said, things haven't, exactly turned out the way that we envisioned as a team, but there's still a lot to be gained. There's a lot that everybody can learn from, our season. And like I said before, just seeing how number 10 has handled all of this, with so much grace and so much class, that's something that you can take from it, because you look at a guy with his resume and just, I mean, he's got every, bit of right to kind of be, pissed off, but he's handled it in such a way that you can respect him for it and you can learn from it.
Have you had to use that a little bit? I mean, this week you kind of got jumped over.
it's not one of those things where I took it personal. I know that it has absolutely nothing to do with me personally, so I'm not going to take it that way, and that's pretty much all I can say about that.
When you came here, you knew it was a situation where Eli was entrenched and he had record not coming out of a game at all. Do you think when you look for the future, you'd look for more of an opportunity that maybe there's an open competition or just a better chance to take a starting job?
Yeah, and not being injured helps that a lot. Not coming off of ACL surgery helps that a lot. And, that's something that we'll have to discuss at a later time, but right now we're just focused on, this one game that's in front of us, and that's Washington.